This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Let me go to my buddy, Congressman Guy Reschenthaler from Pennsylvania. Guy, Mitt Romney did a major disservice to his constituents in Utah. How are you, my friend?
Good. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. You know, Rich, if Romney would have fought this hard against President Obama as he's fighting against Donald Trump, he would have been president. Where was this fight? Where was this stamina on the political stage when it came to fighting Obama?
Damn right.
It's just amazing that now he's found his courage, and it's so misdirected against his own party. And all the media that's lionizing him, how soon we forget how they were just crushing Mitt Romney when he was running against President Obama. I'm just disgusted by the entire thing.
Yesterday I was shocked, actually. I really didn't think he was going to do this, and I was shocked by it. But look, you are a guy who understands the law. You know this, and you're a young guy too. I want to mention too, you're in your mid 30s, and you represent a district, a very important district in Pennsylvania, the 14th district. You were on the House Judiciary Committee. You had to suffer through that entire impeachment nonsense. The president's acquitted, and despite what they say, he's acquitted for life, Congressman. So I tell you what, Guy, it's a lot to celebrate, regardless of Mitt Romney.
Well, we do have a lot to celebrate, because the big winners through impeachment are the Republicans and Donald Trump. We are more united as a Republican Party than ever before. Our conference within the House is bigger because Van Drew switched over, and it's going to increase when we take back the House in 2020, because moderate and swing voters are just so disenchanted with the impeachment movement. And Donald Trump looks incredible. He was able to go toe-to-toe with everything the Democrats had and came out victorious. And let's just look at the scorecard. During this sham impeachment, you had USMCA done. You had a trade deal with China done. You had Soleimani killed. And what did the Democrats have to show for it? A sham impeachment. This guy is winning. The economy is stronger than ever, and he's going to soar to victory in 2020.
Guy, you were, of course, in JAG, U.S. Navy Judge Advocate General Corps, and you prosecuted over 100 terrorists in Baghdad. You also successfully defended a Navy SEAL falsely accused of mishandling the butcher of Fallujah. You know this stuff inside and out. So I want to ask you this question. Can the president be... I'm not sure of the exact phrase for it, but I heard Kevin McCarthy, who, of course, is your leader, and he may become the Speaker of the House if the Republicans win back the majority, which I think they will, talking about essentially now having the president's impeachment expunged. Is that something that could happen?
I'd have to look into it. But you know what? He's acquitted, right? So I was a defense attorney, as you said. I was a prosecutor. I was a district judge in South Hills of Pittsburgh. Once you get acquitted, that acquittal is for life. Mm-hmm. So Nancy Pelosi is running around bragging that impeachment is for life. Well, so is the fact that the evidence wasn't there, and President Trump was acquitted on both these charges.
And that's a great point. And don't we live in a country where the acquittal trumps the charge? Like, people don't run around going, "Oh yeah, they found me not guilty, but I'm charged for life." I mean, in our system of justice, when you're acquitted by a jury, you're acquitted. It's over. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's a concept of liberty in the Bill of Rights.
It is. It's called double jeopardy. You cannot be charged the same crime twice by the government, right? So once you're acquitted, that's it.
And it
makes sense, because if that weren't part of the law, if a prosecutor didn't get a conviction on you, he or she would just continue to prosecute you until the jury sided with him, or until you run out of resources and have to go to a plea deal. So it's a very important element of Anglo-American law that we have in this system.
You know, the idea, Guy Reschenthaler, Congressman Reschenthaler, is that you are innocent unless proven guilty. And if you're not proven guilty, then you are innocent. That's the concept. It's not, you know, you are innocent before the law. That's a protection that the framers of the Constitution put in there. It's a very important one. And the president was never treated that way. It was always a presumption of guilt from the start. And even in this trial, you saw a lot of these House managers, the guilt was there. They were trying to find a way to prove it. But at no point was the president ever treated the way someone should be treated in these proceedings, which is, here's an innocent person, and we have to prove our case beyond a reasonable doubt. That standard just did not seem to exist.
Well, no, not only did they blow past the standard, they also used hearsay evidence to build their case, right? So what you had is you had the thoughts and feelings, assumptions, presumptions of a bunch of unelected career bureaucrats in the State Department who, let's not kid ourselves, these are not neutral political people. These are political operatives. Some of the biggest political hacks I know are in that department. And they speculate on what Trump meant or what President Zelensky felt. We had the primary source document of the transcript that showed there was no quid pro quo. We had President Zelensky saying that he didn't feel pressure. And we had the fact that there was no investigation that took place. And we have the fact that aid was released to Ukraine in the form of Javelin missiles. Obama sent well-wishes and blankets. President Trump sent Javelin missiles. So the entire thing is an absolute sham. The Democrats should be embarrassed. Not only should they be embarrassed about impeachment, but about the way they ran the Iowa caucuses. You know, this is just one clown show after another with this party. And this party is the party that wants to run your government health care. They have a sham impeachment, which is a clown show. They have the Iowa caucuses, which is a disaster. Yet they want you to trust them with your health care. It's an absolute joke.
By the way, when do you turn 40, Guy?
Not for a while.
Do you think they'll have the Iowa results by then or not?
You know,
I'm trying to get like a metric here.
Well, it depends. How long is it going to take for them to figure out how to screw over Bernie Sanders?
Right. Thank you. Exactly. Yes.
Right. And people can say what they want. I say it sometimes. They're like, oh, that's a conspiracy theory, whatever. Well, no, it's not. Because you had Donna Brazile in the last Iowa caucus is literally leaking debate questions to Hillary Clinton, trying to sandbag Bernie Sanders. You have Nancy Pelosi holding the articles of impeachment back for a few weeks so that Joe Biden could campaign in Iowa while Klobuchar and Sanders and Elizabeth Warren were stuck in the Senate hearing a trial. And then you have this just absolute disaster in Iowa that benefits no one other than Joe Biden, who can now march forward without a huge loss on his record from Iowa. So say what you will, but this party is sandbagging Bernie Sanders. As a Republican, I think it's great to watch. But if I were a Bernie supporter, I'd be a little upset.
Oh, yeah, they would be furious. I mean, just by withholding the results the way they're doing is I think Bernie ultimately win. They deny him the big victory and they keep keeping Pete Buttigieg's name in it. And it also overshadows the fact that Joe Biden came in fourth place in Iowa and he's the presumptive Democrat frontrunner in a state Barack Obama won. I mean, come on, you know, this is Biden is I think of everything. And I've said this before. You and I have talked about this, Guy. Ukraine hurt Joe Biden. It did not hurt Donald Trump. This whole fiasco did not hurt the president. He's stronger than ever. He's more popular than ever. But Joe Biden, he cannot escape this. And I think it has been the death knell for his campaign.
Yeah, I totally agree. Joe Biden is really damaged. The fact that all this attention was put on Hunter Biden, the photos of Hunter Biden and Joe Biden on Air Force Two heading to China so that Hunter Biden can get this huge hedge fund started. I mean, that just smacks of unfair dealing, underhandedness, and it all reflects poorly on Joe Biden. You brought up a point about the president's numbers. He's at a 49% approval right now, and people might poo-poo that, but Barack Obama at the same time was at a 45% approval rating. And I've seen polls from swing voters, places like our home state of Pennsylvania. Moderate and swing voters do not favor impeachment. They think this entire thing was a waste of time, and they are now more likely to vote for Republicans heading into 2020. That's why I do think we're going to take back the House. I think Kevin McCarthy will be the next speaker. And I think Donald Trump's going to have four more years.
Well said. Congressman Guy Reschenthaler, Pennsylvania's 14th District. Thanks, my friend. Always great to have you on the show. Come back, Rich, and see us again.
Will do. Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.